Nonsense and Melody
with Gil
and Demling. Now, wait a minute. What goes on here, Gil? What's going on?
I'll tell you. Vienna's got me, Willie, you know.
Promise?
Now, in case your big ears are not attuned to the classics, you mug, that was the Merry Widow Waltz.
Mm.
I went to the opera last night.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you went with a girl you met on the boat?
Well, why not? She paid for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right in the middle of the second act, all the lights went out. Very bad.
If I know anything about you, she must have been embarrassed when the lights went out.
No, but she sure was when they came on again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can sleep through all the opera you like, but I'll take the classics of Tin Pan Alley.
Yeah.
It always gets me when Jean sings...
I love this wintry season, and I've got a darn good reason. Ooh, ah, pay attention, and I'll tell you why. When December breezes start to moan, you can hear me tell my sweetie on the phone. It's hot, it's cold, it's hot. Let's get together. It's wonderful weather for love. It's damp, it's dry, it's dry, it's damp. It's crazy weather, but wonderful weather for love. What do you say, you can't come over? Why, don't be silly. In your baby's arms, it's never chill, chill, chilly. Outside, it's ice, inside, it's nice. Let's get together. It's wonderful weather for love. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, while the others freeze. In the parlor, we'll be sitting on each other's knees. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, while the others play. In the parlor, by the fire, we'll be making hay, hey, it's hot, cold. Let's get together, it's wonderful weather for love. It's damp, high, crazy weather, it's wonderful weather for love. What do you say, you can't come over? Why, don't be silly. In your baby's arms, it's never chill, chill, chilly. Outside it's nice, inside it's nice. Let's get together, it's wonderful weather for love.
Say, how about this new girl of yours? Is she pretty?
Yeah, she's pretty, but all except her neck. I don't care for that.
No?
That happens to be kind of long.
Oh.
In fact, it's so long that her Adam's apple only makes 2 trips a day.
That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I beat your brains out in 3/4 time?
A pleasure. Let us waltz, Duchess.
We will.
Thank you.
Well, Willie, in addition to being the home of the waltz and tasty sausage, Vienna really has one of the finest zoos in the world.
So what?
Well, I went to the zoo this morning, and they had a baby elephant that would knock your eyes out.
I don't doubt that.
No, no. I kind of felt the urge. I wrote a little poem about him, and I want you to put it to music.
Well, where will I get the tune?
Well, the next time the wind starts whistling through your ears, we'll have somebody take it down.
All right.
Now, here's the poem.
Yeah?
The baby elephant is sad. His life is dull and gray. You see, he cannot suck his thumb. His nose is in the way. Period.
Come list to the tale of my fall. A gal was the name of it all. A mere little slip of a thing, oh, to me much trouble did bring. Fanny, that was her name. She brought me to failure from fame. She used to sling hash where I ate, and her shape crossed my eyes till they met. Oh, an animal trainer am I. I look tigers right straight in the eye, and the snap of my whip makes the lions go flip. But my weakness is Fanny, oh my. She'd smile when she brought me my hash, and whisper,
I love your mustache.
And gurgle,
oh gee, ain't you cute? You kill me, you masculine brute.
She worked me right into a haze, until at the end of 3 days, this mere little slip of a thing was wearing a gold wedding ring. But alas, for things didn't go well. Misfortune upon us befell, for I found it was not me she wed, but the animal life that I led. Then this mere little slip of a thing, who to me much trouble did bring, took my whip and my pistol in rage, and fearlessly entered the cage.
Each lion behaved like a lamb, and scrammed when she told him to scram.
The big tent with bravos did ring, for the gal who took my everything. Oh, an animal trainer is she, her success made a monkey of me. Oh, and in my old age, I must clean out the cage, 'cause my weakness was Fanny, you see, oh.
Well, being in Vienna, Willie, I kind of had a yen to compose.
Yeah?
Would you read this thing over with me? It's a little opera I have written called Babes in the Hollywood.
It'll be a pleasure.
All right. Well, now, here's the way it starts. The first act. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful girl.
This girl won a beauty contest in her hometown, and off she went to Hollywood.
She was confident that her winning the contest would bring her many offers of stardom. There seems to be a difference of opinion here.
Well, anyway, at last she landed in Hollywood.
A three-point landing.
Yeah.
If she landed on what I think she did, she's already broken her contract. Well, she looked for work high and low. Hither and yon. An echo, I see. Well, anyway, this particular beautiful girl
was walking along the street, and she stopped to pull up her stocking.
Higher.
And higher.
If it comes up any higher, the orchestra will jump out of the building, I think.
Now, as it happened, on the corner was standing a big producer.
Now, that's nice, boy, but that's not it. Look, this is Hollywood, a producer.
That's my mistake.
Cinema?
No, thanks. I'll take nutmeg. My apologies?
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Would you sandpaper a half note for me?
It's a pleasure.
All right. He saw the girl and spoke to her. He said, my name is Quinn. C-O-H-E-N, Quinn. I notice you pulling up your stocking, and I think you'll be quite a figure in pictures.
And so the beautiful girl crashed the gates. She started working in a picture called The Mouse Trap.
That's right, boys, the Mouse Trap song, Mice In. There she met the hero, Ozzie Liverlip, known on the screen as T. Barton Boozhoit.
They had a great scene together. the beautiful girl is threatened by the villain.
Ah, but in the nick of time, in comes T. Barton and saves the gal. He knocks over two gunmen, three bruisers, four henchmen, and 750 plain garden variety of gangsters. Hey, wait. That's all right. I can't wait for you. Anyway, the beautiful girl was thrilled. What a thrill. Reminds me of the time I sat on an anthill. Happy days. Well, anyway, the beautiful girl hated the leading lady, for she kisses T. Barton in this particular scene. Now, the leading lady had been an ingenue since Lincoln freed the slaves.
But T. Barton fell for the little girl and asked her out to dinner.
After dinner, they went for a drive. And, of course, they parked, as
naturally
one will.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly, two bandits appeared. They were heading for their first stick-up.
But the beautiful girl was not afraid. She had seen T. Barton slug the three gunmen and the four gangsters and the set...
Never mind. Look. No. Don't call out the militia. Well, T. Barton stepped out of the car. He confronted the bandits. The girl saw his big muscles swell. Some swell muscles, eh, kid?
And so the girl was not afraid.
No.
But T. Barton said nothing. Well, said one of the bandits, we're going to beat you up, big boy. Black both of your eyes and kick your teeth in. How do you like that? Well, why don't you say something?
And then T. Barton spoke. He clenched his fist, shut his eyes, and said, I won't faint, I won't faint, I won't faint.